Look what Hebrews chapter 10, verse 28 says. The Bible says here in verse 28, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, I think everyone would agree, it's scary to fall into God's hands to be judged. You know, for God to execute judgment upon you, it's scary. But let me say this, it's the best option.
Amen.
Okay? And as we saw in 2 Samuel chapter 24, David said, hey, let me just fall into the hand of the Lord. Why? Because it's better to fall into the hand of the Lord who's merciful than to be chased for 3 months by these guys, by men who are not merciful. Yep. So when God came to David and he said, hey, you've sinned, so I'm going to give you three options. Okay, I'm going to give you three options. Choose one of them. None of them are good, but there are those who are better than the others. Yeah. You could either have 7 years of famine, or you can be chased for 3 months by your enemies, or it could be 3 months of pestilence. And he said, you know what? Let me fall into the hand of the Lord because the Lord is merciful. Man is not. You know, even though it's 3 months, or even though it's 7 years of famine, or 3 days, excuse me, of pestilence, you know, 3 days of pestilence from God is still better than 3 months being chased by man who's unmerciful.
Right.
And he says that phrase, he says, let us now fall into the hand of the Lord. Now, is it fearful to fall into the hands of the Lord? Yes, but still the best option.
Amen.